This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, there's a new head coach in Vancouver, former NHL bench boss Claude Noel taking over the Giants. We'll have more on that. Kelowna Rockets forward and WHL leader in goals, Rorik Chartier, is the November Player of the Month. He'll be our guest, as will Denmark's Oliver Bjorkstrand, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Well, Hockey Canada has named its 29-player selection camp roster for the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championships in Montreal and Toronto. That list includes Eric Comrie, goaltender of the Tri-City Americans, and six forwards, including second-year team members Nick Patan of the Portland Winterhawks and Sam Reinhart of the Kootenay Ice. Other forwards included Rorik Chartier from the Kelowna Rockets, Morgan Klimchuk of the Regina Pats, Moose Jaw Warriors' Braden Point, and Jake Virtanen of the Calgary Hitmen. Now, seven of the 10 defensemen attending the selection camp are from the WHL, including Prince Albert Raiders D-man Josh Morrissey, a member of Canada's World Junior squad last year, Madison Bowie of the Kelowna Rockets, Hayden Fleury with the Red Deer Rebels, Dylan Hetherington of the Swift Current Broncos, Joe Hicketts of the Victoria Royals, Travis Sanheim from the Calgary Hitmen, and Seattle Thunderbirds D-man Shea Theodore. All will challenge for a spot on Team Canada. The selection camp is in Toronto later this month. In addition, two WHL players have been named to Team USA selection camp process, Portland Winterhawks forward Chase Delio and Tri-City Americans defenseman Brandon Carlo.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, it has been a fantastic stretch for Kelowna Rockets forward Rorik Chartier. The WHL leader in goals has already reached the 30-goal plateau and a slam dunk for November Player of the Month. Regan Bartel has more.
The month of November, I don't know if there's any special significance, but you were red hot in November. You didn't want it to end.
Yeah, no, I've been rolling along pretty good here with my line mates, and I mean, things have been going well for the team too, so I guess hopefully we can keep it going.
You're getting into good shooting positions. Are you doing anything differently this year compared to 1 year ago?
Not a whole lot, I don't think. I've changed my game too much. I mean, maybe shooting a bit more, but I think a big thing is just confidence. And, yeah, momentum and confidence is with me right now, so hopefully, I guess, that can keep it going that way.
Yeah, multiple goal games. It's like even when you, let's say, you don't score in a game, you come back the next night, and you're scoring two. Is it a matter of getting into a bit of a zone there? Do you just know when you're on your game, when you're getting those key opportunities and capitalizing on them?
That's like the momentum. Sometimes you're just feeling it. And, I mean, once they start going in, I mean, they usually going in kind of bunches there. So, yeah, it's kind of a feel for it. And, like I said, it's been pretty good lately.
Does the net look larger?
I wouldn't say so, no. But
sky's the limit, though, for you. What do you look at now as a number? Do you even want to venture into that category or into that area?
Not really. I've just been kind of focusing on the next game or the next shift, trying to keep everything short-term. But, I mean, I haven't really focused on year-end totals or this and that. So just short-term right now.
Your line mates, how pivotal or integral are they, do you think, to your success so far this year? I mean, do they play a big part? Do they play a 90% part, a 50% part?
Yeah, no, for sure they play a big part. Nick's obviously a very special player, and I mean, with me shooting more, he's such a great passer. You just really got to be ready, and when you're open, he's going to hit you. So that's been a big part. And I mean, Tyrell opens up so much room for us out there, and I mean, he can play too. I mean, he's scoring and he's getting points, so I mean, he can play as well.
You're a draft pick of the San Jose Sharks. Have they said absolutely anything to you during this run?
No, I haven't talked to them since camp.
Would be nice, though, eh? I mean, there's a chance that they could sign you, and if you continue to perform the way you are, that's got to be around the corner.
I haven't really thought too much about that, but, I mean, everyone's goal is, I guess, to get to the NHL, and that's a step you got to take, but, I mean, I'm not too worried about that right now.
Okay, Rorik Chartier, again, leading the Rockets in offensive production, but also leading the WHL in goals scored, heading into action tonight.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Vancouver Giants made a big announcement, naming Claude Noel their new head coach. Brendan Batchelor sat down with him.
Well, Claude, first of all, welcome to the Giants, and I'll ask you about your first few days of practice here as now you get closer to the first game here against the Portland Winterhawks coming up.
Well, we've tried to kind of simplify things a little bit. I didn't want to overwhelm these players. We did go over quite a few things that I think was fairly familiar to them. I don't know that they... I certainly was cognizant of not reinventing the game of hockey. My focus more or less was trying to establish a work ethic. We dealt on quite a few things here this week. We did cover a fair amount of D-zone coverage. We didn't do a lot of special teams. There's only so many things you can do. My experience told me that when you try to cover everything, you end up covering nothing because there's just too much info. So we had a fair amount of meetings, at least to pre-ice some of the drills and some of the things they're trying to establish. Coming from Winnipeg, I was fortunate to have some video that I was able to bring here that they could see and that they could visualize what we were trying to accomplish. So I think there's a good understanding of what we're trying to do, and then let's hope that tomorrow on Friday that we're able to let our minds go free and just put our best foot forward, at least from a work standpoint. That's what we've got to do first, is establish a foundation of work.
Talk a bit about this opportunity with the Giants for you and why you felt it was a good fit this time.
Well, I was reassigned. That's just a kind word for being let go in Winnipeg. But in January, so we had just purchased a place in Phoenix. So we left Winnipeg, drove down to Phoenix. So then I went back again and sold our house back in Winnipeg. But I'd been off for 8 months. And that's a fairly long time for me. I haven't been idle, you know. You have the off season, but usually your mind is set with a team. You've got some things going with a team and players, so you're always thinking about the game. In this particular juncture, I didn't really have a team that I was with, so the opportunity existed when I was visiting my mother in Ottawa, and I got a call, and then I eventually talked to Ron Toigo here, and then he had showed interest and wanted to know if I had interest in coming to Vancouver to help their team out. He felt that they were kind of stuck and things were not going well. So I discussed it with my wife, and we had another conversation an hour later, and as I was thinking about it and talking to my wife, I just think it was a good fit. We didn't talk a great deal about the finances and the future of things. We just dealt with what was in front of us, more or less. And Ron has been busy dealing with other things this week. So I think in due time we will discuss where this goes. Is it a fit? For me, it gave me an opportunity to come back and just to get back involved in hockey and get back in coaching. And I think that was a healthy thing, get your mind working again and get the juices flowing again. So that was one of the reasons I did it. I was well aware of the Vancouver Giants and the tradition they have here and even the coaches they had here. I was friends with Troy Ward and with Don Hayes, so I knew that whole scenario. I had met Scott Bonner before, coached his brother Craig, who's now the GM in Kamloops. I knew the Western League. Don't know the personnel because it changes, and even our personnel, it took me quite a while to get used to who was what. But it's been a good week, and for me, it's a good situation. I'm really not... people look and think, well, how could you not set yourself up or down the road and this and that? It was just not something that really concerned me at the time. And what I wanted was just to focus on doing the task, and we'll let these other things fall into place if they need to fall into place.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Portland Winterhawks forward Oliver Bjorkstrand has led the turnaround of his club. He's the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Winterhawks, Todd Vrooman, caught up with him.
5 goals last week for you and 3 victories for the Winterhawks. Has to feel pretty good to get that award.
Yeah, it feels good. I think it's my first time getting it, so it's obviously an honor. It's a good week for the team and myself, so it's really nice.
You mentioned a good week for the team. Those 3 wins, part of a current 6-game winning streak. Has to feel good to see the Hawks start climbing back up the standings.
Yeah, it feels really good. Had a rough start to the season, but we're really getting back at it now, and it's starting to gather some chemistry up in the different lines and the team, and it's going really good right now. So it's really nice.
You mentioned chemistry, your line, Nick Petan, Paul Bittner, the three of you guys playing pretty good hockey. You just got your 100th career Western Hockey League goal in your last contest. How have you three been able to combine so well?
I feel like we all just try to work hard and try to help each other out. I know last week Nick set me up with a few goals there, so the chemistry is just kind of getting there, I guess, and we're just working hard and trying to help each other.
Now a few more games for you before you head off to represent Denmark at the World Junior Hockey Championships. How excited are you to once again play for Denmark and back in the top division this year?
That's really exciting. We're back in the top again, so that's really nice. We know it's going to be really tough for us. There's some good teams there, and we're definitely the underdog. So going into it, we know we have to work hard and just try to do our best.
Probably won't be alone as far as Winterhawks at that tournament either. Nick Pétain with Team Canada, Chase Delio with Team USA. Have you guys talked about it at all as far as potentially playing against each other in a little under a month?
Not too much. We're in different groups, so we won't meet each other in the first four games at least. We would have to qualify to quarters. So at least for Team Denmark, we're just focused on staying up right now. So I don't know, hopefully I meet one of them in the quarters. It would be really cool, and hopefully Denmark can win, even though it's going to be really tough.
Well, WHL Player of the Week, Oliver Bjorkstrand, congratulations and thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Regan Bartel in Kelowna and Todd Bruman in Portland for their help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.